special bluebirds in the spring to give your heart a song to sing.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Open Language. My name's Diana.
And my name is Adam.
So today we've got another elementary pronunciation lesson for you guys.
Up to number 17.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, today we are talking about three letters, three very important letters. A-N-G.
Yes. And specifically how to pronounce it in English, because it is pronounced differently in Chinese.
That's right.
So today we want to discuss a sound that many Chinese people have trouble pronouncing.
Okay, so I guess Chinese also has these letters.
Yes.
But it's pronounced differently.
Right, so in Chinese it sounds more like ong, as in the word song.
Okay. But in English, the A is a long vowel. So the past tense of sing would be pronounced sang, not song.
Right, so remember it's ang and not ong.
Okay.
Now what is a long vowel?
The long vowel is the A, E, I, O, U sound. Ooh sound.
Okay, so basically you're saying the letter.
Right, exactly.
So then a short A sound would be more like ah.
Ah.
And then the long is A.
A, A.
Mm-hmm. Another way to think of the ang sound is to break it down into two smaller sounds.
Okay, so break it down is one of our favorite things to say here at Open Language. It just means to kind of divide it into two parts.
Right, so we're going to split it into a and ng.
And ng. Okay, so think about like a ay, like day.
Mm-hmm.
Or way.
Yes. And then the ng is basically pronounced in your nose.
In your nose.
I think a lot of you guys might be pronouncing it more like ah,
ah.
And ng. And that would pronounce an ong sound.
Right. Ong.
So today we're going to teach you how to pronounce it correctly.
Okay. So first, like we just said, practice them separately.
Mm-hmm.
A. Ng.
A, mm. Then you want to say them quickly together.
A, mm.
A, mm. And then finally, we add the two together.
Ang.
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 All right, so here's a list of words that will help you understand how ang should be pronounced in English.
So our first word here is angle.
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 So notice that we pronounced a very long A, and we didn't say angle.
Right, right. Angle.
Angle. Next we have big bang.
Big bang.
Big bang.
Big bang.
Then we have hang out.
Hang out.
Hang out.
Hang out.
I think this is a word that a lot of people are going to use, right? You want to hang out Saturday?
Ooh, I'd love to hang out Saturday.
Right. So remember also that you have to pronounce that ng up in your nose.
Right.
A lot of people I know will tend to cut it short, so it might sound like han out.
Oh, han out.
Yeah. Another word here is language.
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 And then here's something I really like. Mango.
Always food with you. Mango.
Mango.
Now, one thing I like is slang.
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 And what is slang?
Slang is basically informal language, right? The words that, you know, young people use or people use on the streets, not the words that teachers use.
So instead of saying, how's it going? I could say, sup.
Sup.
Now we'll also conclude with a few sentences that will help you hear the difference between ang and ong.
He rang the wrong doorbell.
He rang the wrong doorbell.
She sang the song beautifully.
She sang the song beautifully.
After a long day at work, I'm going home to watch The Big Bang Theory.
After a long day at work, I'm going home to watch The Big Bang Theory. And here, Big Bang Theory, I think most people know what this is. At least, it's a TV show.
Yeah, it's super popular.
Yeah. And remember, when you say Big Bang, it's not Big Bong.
Right.
It's not Big Bang.
Big Bang Theory, right.
It's Big Bang,
Theory.
So I think that's about it for this lesson on the English ang. And as always, we highly encourage you to play this lesson on repeat and keep practicing at home.
That's right. Open those mouths, guys. That is where great success comes from.
Yes. So if you have any questions or any comments, please feel free to leave them below.
Okay, as always, thank you for listening, and we will see you next time.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love.